This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. When Hurricane Helene slammed into Florida's coast on September 26th, NASA says its atmospheric waves instrument, called the NASA AWE instrument, spotted a surge of gravity waves 55 miles above Earth's surface. NASA's atmospheric waves instrument is mounted on the International Space Station and detected the flurry of gravity waves in the mesosphere as they tore their way up from the Earth's surface due to the extreme forces generated by Hurricane Helene. NASA says that gathering this specific type of high-altitude weather information with AWE helps us better understand how terrestrial weather can affect space weather, which is part of the research NASA does to understand how our space environment can disrupt satellites, communication signals, and other technology. NASA recorded a video showing the movement of the gravity waves as they passed over the Earth's surface along the same path as Hurricane Helene. Like rings of water spreading from a drop in a pond, circular waves from Helene were seen billowing westward from Florida's northwest coast. NASA described the gravity waves as ripple-like patterns in the air generated by atmospheric disturbances such as violent thunderstorms, tornadoes, tsunamis, wind bursts over mountain ranges, and hurricanes. Michael Taylor, professor of physics at Utah State University and principal investigator for the mission at the time of the AWE instrument's launch, says, "This is the first time we will be able to quantify the impacts of atmospheric gravity waves on space weather. While most weather occurs in the lowest layer of Earth's atmosphere, the troposphere, the gravity waves spotted by the AWE happen in the third layer, the mesosphere. The mesosphere lies above the stratosphere from 31 to 55 miles above the Earth's surface. Because the air at this altitude is too thin for conventional aircraft, activity that high up is best observed from space." Researchers in Australia have created an invisibility cloak to protect surfers from sharks. Great white sharks rely on their vision for locating prey, yet their eyesight is actually one of their weaknesses. That's why sharks sometimes mistake humans for seals or large fish, their natural prey. To take advantage of the blind spot, scientists conducted a 6-year study using LED lights to disguise decoy seal silhouettes on the surface of the water. Neurobiologist Nathan Hart with the research team said, "What we found out is that if you put lights on the bottom of the decoys, the sharks leave them alone. The potential solution, then, is outfitting the bottoms of surfboards with strips of LEDs. It's sort of like an invisibility cloak," Hart said. Montana Specialty Mills in Great Falls, Montana, is an oilseed processor that has unveiled a new plant expansion, furthering their capability to produce non-GMO and organic seed oils. Montana Specialty Mills works with regional growers and processes specialty oilseeds for food, feed, and industrial use. The company specializes in organic and non-GMO canola and flaxseed oil and grain meal. Montana Specialty Mills uses an expeller press method as opposed to using chemical solvents to extract seed oil. Once the seeds are cleaned, heated up, and dried out, they go to the pre-press for the first step in oil extraction, which removes about 70% of the available oil from the seed. Once fully processed, the oils are shipped to customers like bakeries, food service suppliers, and food and industrial manufacturers across North America. Director of Operations for Montana Specialty Mills, Christopher Knight, says, "We really are a specialty mill. It's a smaller market. We are expeller pressed only, not solvent extraction. We really try to ride on the healthier side of the oil industry. We leave a little higher oil content in our meal, which also makes it more beneficial feed for dairy and chickens." Montana Specialty Mills has built a new crushing facility, which brings better oil yields out of seeds. The new facility triples production capacity from 50 tons per day to 150 tons. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.